Hey, this is Dave Davidson, Surge Up, and this is my 100th podcast, and there's a simple reason that that has happened. It's because of my brother, Dan Davidson. He motivated me, he encouraged me, and he showed me how to podcast, so I'm podcasting this and making a video here on our author channel, Author Motivator channel, on Facebook, authormotivator.com. And Surge Up just kind of means, hey, here's encouragement between Sundays, between your next goal, right? Some Gatorade, you know, inspiration. So I'm shouting out to my brother because it's his birthday today, okay? He is 59 years young. And I told him, you know, there's some cultures that celebrate and add into, you know, the conception, the whole 9 months. I said, hey, look, you're 3 months away in some cultures of being 60. Congratulations, you're another day closer to dying. Hello. Ow. So here's the cool thing. I love my brother. He's been like a brother to me. Sometimes we play the who's younger, Dan or Dave game, and he is a little bit older than me, and sometimes I lose and he wins. So that's fun. So if you see him today, let him know he looks younger than me. I don't know why. So here's what you need. You need a Dan in your life, okay? And part of my success is the fact that I have a think wow courtesy mode ability with my brother. We invented a think wow courtesy mode, is to the ability to think out loud about something, you know, stream of consciousness, without like having the idea being shot down. It's like, hey, don't think how first, think wow first. That's a whole nother thing we teach. Think wow first, think how later. Okay, we didn't get the moon seeing how people who are type A could tell us how not to do it. We love you, type A people. Please do my taxes, but don't tell me that we can't go to the moon. And I don't even know if we went to the moon because the flat earthers are out there too. So I digress. It could be a spouse. It could be a bro. It could be a friend. You need someone to bounce off book ideas, whatever ideas, dreams. Someone will say, oh, okay, I accept that. You know, they acknowledge you. Now, maybe at the end of the session, they might tweak it a little bit. But just like a baby chick, this is a paraphrasing a quote from said birthday boy, Dan Davidson. Ideas are just like baby chicks or an egg. They need that incubation, need to be warm and coddled, you know, the incubation light, okay? Otherwise, you'll smash the egg. You'll have scrambled eggs prematurely. And so you need to get yourself a Dan. One of the reasons if I've been able to finish projects, I won't even say I'm successful, okay? But because I had someone that would listen to my ideas and give, like yesterday, we were working on book covers and I was plotting some things out. I'm kind of prolific and Dan's kind of the better editor. He's better because he's busy, okay? I'm just saying. No, he's got the skills. And so I sent my brother, this is just a day in a life, a lot of designs for covers of some books we're working on. I knew they weren't there, but I needed his insight. Then he gave me some direction. Pa-ping, pa-poing. I'm like, all right. And then, is it still perfect? No. It's ready, though, for what I call beta prime time. Not set in stone. Not the Vietnam Memorial. Okay? Not etched. But something I did today, based on a project I did, we just put out a little sample PDF on the Kindle. But we did it this morning. Okay? Not a lot of pages. It's like 30-some-odd pages. I asked my friend Fipper, how many pages in a book? He said 80. I go, well, who's to say? Well, of course, I asked him. But, you know, the neat thing about Amazon is that the minimum to put in perfect binding, not staple stitch where it looks like a booklet, perfect binding, you know what it looks like, is 24 pages. You got an idea of 24 pages? I don't care if it's you know, notes from your choir notes that you want to just pass out to people. You know, it could be a term paper at college. There'll be a day when you'll be assigned to publish a book as a paper. And just none of this is article stuff, okay? I mean, it could be like a BuzzFeed articles or like lists of things. Those are the next books. Greeting cards, folks, are $4 and $5. Books are the same or less, even with color, print on demand. All that to say is get yourself a Dan who will listen to you, who will encourage you. You know, my brother has helped me do this Trump book that's I'm having trouble with the printers right now. he helped me with the pricing out. We do a thing called, here's another takeaway. When we do a road trip, we help each other get to the destination safely and we'll stay up as much as we can, you know, past the time of the day. So on a road trip, we have conquered some huge ideas and we always circle back, okay? The books we're working on this week are ideas from 2011 that we put off to the side, but now some ideas fit that title. And it's like, oh, that's a match. It's a match with today's market. It's a match for just what we think the target will market or the market will target. We'll see if we're right or not. Circle back. Get someone who continues to root for you. So shout out to my bro. Thanks for always rooting for me, bro, and being a sounding board. We're glad you're alive again. My brother's overcome a lot in his personal life. He continues to just battle. We all battle things. He's an example of steadfast perseverance, and he's a doggone good doctor. In fact, he's very award-winning. I'm kind of jealous that he has cracked a million backs. I think that's enough. I wish he could just work on writing and whatever I want him to full-time. Okay, I want to hire him. But he's an amazing doctor. He's gotten a thesaurus, and he has received, rather, award-winning, like he's been like voted the best chiropractic doc in the Roanoke Valley several times, and it's all at his website, backresort.com, if you need your back cracked or your neck slapped. I know that's not proper chiropractic terms, but I don't really care. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm an amateur. I don't charge anything. There's no malpractice insurance, but I'm more of a high risk. So maybe go to him. He's got degrees and stuff and like certificates and, you know, experience, and he's accountable to health codes and stuff. So there's your choice for your chiropractor. Thanks for listening to my semi-inspiring, hopefully to you, tribute to my brother. Two things. Get yourself someone who can sound ideas off and get yourself that you can travel safely with. Okay, and circle back to ideas that'll coddle your incubating ideas. And, you know, the brutal honesty will come later on when you're walking around. And then you, every idea that's not perfect yet or really, you know, honed, it's got something. There's some validness to it, okay? So continue to journal. Dan's big thing lately has been to doodle like Da Vinci. Da Vinci had all these drawings. He only was published like once, and that was really after he was dead, okay? So we have all these technological advances. You got to doodle like Da Vinci. You got no excuse not to publish. We talked about that in the last Author Motivator podcast. So get yourself a Dan just to kind of tag team motivation. If you don't have a Dan in your life, continue to tune in to Author Motivator group there on Facebook, authormotivator.com, because we ain't going to put up with your excuses. We're going to help you become an author, a published author. All right. Thanks for helping me, Dan, on my 100th podcast. I wanted to get you live, but you're a busy birthday boy, and I'm going to push on and keep making content. Maybe you'll be a guest on my show in the future. Right now, it's just a shout-out tribute to you, Mr. 59 years old. Oh, yeah. Take care. God bless. Rock on.